Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Maestros. We mentioned way back in the first perek, in Mishnah Zayin, that wine is nigra melachton once it goes into the lower basin of the press, and the skins and the remaining grape stuff are skimmed off. But, the Mishnah said there, you can drink shisi asaroi, from the upper gat, from the upper press, where the area where the grapes are pressed and where the wine first collects before it runs down into the lower gat. Our Mishnah qualifies that halacha. Shosun agas, you are permitted to drink wine from the upper press, and we know this is true. And actually, the Gemara explains qualification number one, you have to really be in the press. So not you could either be standing in the press, or at least that your most of your body and your head is kind of hanging over the gas. So you have to be literally in or over the gas in order for this to be true. But shoshin al-gas, you can drink when you're in the gas. If you remove the wine from the gas and stand on the side, that's koveya. But within the gas, you can drink. Now we're going to qualify that further. We know that in the time of the Mishnah, the wine was usually diluted. They usually diluted the wine with water at a ratio of 3 parts water to 1 part wine. Their wine was presumably very, very thick, and therefore it needed to be diluted. So the question here is, how about diluting the wine, right? Is that act, putting the water into the wine, making it a kvius? So we have a three-way machlokas, right? So Rebbe Meir is our first opinion. Rebbe Meir says, Shosin al-gas, bein al-achamin, bein al-atzonin, putter. Devar Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says, you are allowed to drink wine while in or leaning over the gas, the upper press, and you are allowed to dilute it. You could dilute it with hot water or with cold water, and it's still considered arai. And therefore, no problem. It's not kovel u'maiser. It's shisiya saroi, and there's no issue. Adding the water makes no change. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, our second opinion, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok mechayiv. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok says, no. Meziga, the adding of water to wine, is an act of kvius. That is making the wine permanently drinkable, and that's basically Koveya for maestros, right? It's basically the finishing the work, right? And therefore, it's koveya maestros, and you can't eat it, drink it, without taking chumas of maestros first. The chachamim have a third opinion. The chachamim omrim, alachamin chayev velatzonein putter. For hot water, it's koveya, but if you do meziga, if you do dilution with the cold water, it's not koveya. What's the difference between hot water and cold water? It's similar to what we're talking about in the previous Mishnah with the olives. If it's cold water and you don't drink all the wine, you'll just pour it back. But if it's hot water, then it's not longer, it ruins the quality of the wine. And you would not pour hot water down into your press. And therefore, the hot water is koveya because you can no longer put it back. And therefore, by putting in the hot water, you've kind of made a declaration that this is done. And that is a kviyus lemaaser.